Hey everybody, time for a 5-minute movie review with Castro. I think I'm going to call him those from now on. This is going to be a Fast Five. First half spoiler-free, second half spoiler-filled. So let's start with the spoiler-free review of Fast Five. It's awesome. Okay, not just for car guys and car girls. It's an awesome action movie. It's got great humor, and of course, fast cars. They got rid of the stupid CGI like they had in the last one. The plot's really good. Story's really good. Brings back almost every character from the series, except for, luckily, not that stupid Texan guy from the third one. It's great. If you get a chance to see it, go. I'm probably going to see it again. It was that awesome. Just everything about it, I mean, it's got great action, good music, a lot of good actors. The bad guys are a lot more badass this time around. The Rock does a fucking awesome job. He gained, I guess, a lot of muscle mass for this movie. And it's awesome because when he's up against Vin Diesel, like when they're standing there talking, like, you know, arguing or whatever you want to say, he's huge compared to Vin Diesel. And Vin Diesel's like huge compared to Rail. So it's like one of those moments where you're like, fuck, The Rock is huge. But it's tight. I mean, if you get a chance to see it, definitely go out and see it if you want to see a good action movie, just in general. My buddy also recommends it because it has one of the most awesome scenes he's seen in a movie in a long time. Towards the end, so definitely you want to go see it. Everything in the previews, like, it doesn't touch how awesome the movie is. Like, the previews are awesome, the movie's more awesome. That's the only way I got to put it. Like, they did a great job there. So if you want to see a good movie, lots of fun, you know, this is the movie to see. It's definitely worth it, I'd say, even at full price, you know what I'm saying? Like, we went and saw it opening night, it was great. One of my buddies, he left halfway to go on a date, and he went and saw it there to finish it up. Awesome. So yeah, definitely, you get a chance, you know, go to the theaters and see this movie. It's already the highest grossing movie of April of all time, just like the last one was, but this one's more deserving, and I thought the last one was great. Alright, so now for the spoiler-filled review. It's fucking sick. I mean, they bring back Tyrese Gibson, the dude who played, Vin in the first one. He's in it, Vinny. Oh, man. Only dude they're missing is, like, the little skinny guy. Oh, and then there's a great teaser at the end, so stay after for that. Especially, if you, like Eva Mendes, because, her sexy ass rolls up in that bitch. But The Rock's fucking awesome. He's got this, like, southern accent, and he's just, like, he's a fucking pimp in that shit. They gave a new love interest for Vin Diesel. She's pretty cute. She's not super hot, but she's definitely attractive. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's sick. It's one of the best scenes we were talking about last night, which pissed me off, was there's a part where they roll to a car meet. Of course, there's like hot chicks rolling everywhere, you know, unlike real car meets. And there's like girls wearing like barely anything, skirts and shit. You can see one girl's ass like in it. And this dude has a Porsche GT3R, whichever way it goes, GT3R, I think, I can't remember, it's an awesome Porsche. I mean, these things are fucking super expensive. So he's, the guy's standing there, and Vin Diesel's got his, like, you know, charger like normal, and he goes, they're like, what are you doing here with your charger, you need to leave, and all this shit, right? And then, Paul Walker's like, I've always wanted one of those. So Vin Diesel just, like, kind of smiles, and the next scene, they roll into the fucking warehouse, and he's got the fucking GTR3, and the sickest part is, it's too slow. Like, you know, they're driving it, and they're, like, trying to do, like, this awesome, like, pretty much, what's the movie, the Italian Job. They're trying to do, like, an Italian Job stunt, and they're like, that car's too slow. Like, it's sick. And you're, after watching that, you're just like, oh man, this movie's great, everything about it's gonna be great, everything's like, just, oh, you get excited for it. And I think that's the point. It's just a great movie that everyone's excited for, and I recommend it heavily to anybody who likes cars or likes action movies. Because, I mean, you know, every action movie has car scenes in it. This one's totally got it, so definitely watch it if you get a chance.